so too are the STEM skills. Science, technology, engineering, math, these are all increasingly important in the 21st century economy. We know that comparability is important. It's not simply good enough to have global context. The skills and examples that we teach kids today need to be transportable. Migration is a big part of what happens in the world, as is that ability to work around the world and the issues that cover reference points. And finally, the ability to complex problem solving. Most of the big issues we're going to face in the 21st century aren't going to neatly fit into one subject area. Having a great understanding of geography is not going to be good enough. Having a great understanding of math is not going to be sufficient. We need to understand how to relate that to major issues, things like climate change, that we looked at through a number of different layers of flux. So that's what, increasingly, we're talking about around the world in the 21st century skills. Employers agree. In 2007, we asked employers in the United States what they thought were the most important skills in the workforce going forward. 78% said the single most important skill they were looking for in an employee was creative thinking, complex problem solving. Might be surprising. When you look at the other skills, these so-called soft skills, they're actually all higher order and order skills in terms of what they're expecting our school system to provide them with in terms of potential employees. This has a big impact on you guys' teachers. Because it changes all of a sudden what it is we need to be instilling those students. I love this quote from the science and math, the head of the science and math school in Battling Australia.